something I take pride in. I am also just one test away from completing my GED, which I don't think I could have done without the City Rescue Mission. I'm thankful for City Rescue Mission and the relationship I now have with Jesus.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 South on the ramp to 95, there's been a crash. If you're 95 North at Bay Meadows, you'll see a broken down car on the right. And 295 North at Commonwealth, there's another car with engine trouble, and now the driver is missing. Our morning clouds turn to afternoon sun today with a high of 59. This evening, partly cloudy, only a 1 in 10 chance of rain and a low of 38.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to my show for the last, I don't know, 7.5 years maybe, or just heard about the show yesterday and saw it for the first time, welcome back. I am so excited that you have been on this journey with me, growing with me, and us growing together. But if today is the first day that you have stumbled upon my show, just know that I have been waiting for you. Yes, you. Don't look around. Yes, you. I am waiting for you. And just know that this is a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. Not everybody has a good friend to turn to, but this is a place to go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment. This friend of yours is committed to providing alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening as well as my viewing friends on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, last time, you know, you might have a lot of questions on the show today. And so I want to encourage for those of you who are on Facebook Live that you put a comment. If something rings true to you or something you have a question about, you can write a comment on Facebook Live. Also, you can text me or call me at 407-373-5959 because we are not done talking about our eyes. We're not done. We're still continuing to learn this new truth about what our eyes mean to us. We've heard that the eyes are windows to our soul, that the eyes have it, that you know, we get these, that we, you know, eat with our eyes or fill up with our eyes or whatever. There's so many examples of sayings that we have, but we kind of like put them off to the side and say, you know, it's just the eyes. But what is it about the eyes? And so last month, we had Dr. David J. Pesek. He was on a PhD. He was on the show and we were talking about iridology and we were dipping our toe in iridology here. And there was so much that, you know, there's the spirit, there's the mind, and there's the body. And we're focusing constantly on healing the body. but we very seldom look at the root cause, which is the spirit or the mind. How can we get to the root cause? Your eyes may have been speaking to you for a long time, and we've just been ignoring it, or maybe don't have this tool. So I asked Dr. David Pesek, who is a holistic iridologist, PhD in psychology, as well as iridology, to come back and let's talk about the connection with our spirit, with our eyes and our body and our mind and how it's all interconnected. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am glad that Dr. Pesek is not only back on the radio, but we are live on Facebook. So welcome, Dr. Pesek, for coming on and sharing your wisdom once again.
Thank you, Lillian. It's a pleasure to be back, sincerely. It seems like that month has gone by really quickly since we did the last show about your eyes. So I'd like to, in retro, say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy holidays,
we begin this new year and our second weekend, beginning our third week of the new year. And yes, what you were saying is exactly right, that we need to look at ourselves as a total being, and that's spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. You know, and also when you were saying, when we ask people, say, how are you today? And they said, well, you know, I feel pretty good. You know, that ache in my low back doesn't hurt so much. But we need to look at also, how are we on an emotional level?
Yes.
How are you today? I'm feeling happy. You know, I've got a lot of love in my heart, and I just want to share it with everybody and sing it from the mountaintop. But we tend to focus just on the physical. And a lot of times when people seek treatment for a dis-ease or disease, they're just looking at the physical aspect. And we really need to look at the origins of it, because all healing begins on a spiritual level first, where we're connected to the divine. It doesn't have to do with religion.
Correct.
And then we have our thoughts, and which can be healthy or unhealthy, positive or negative thoughts, loving thoughts, negative, angry thing. And then the emotions also, with depression, joy, grief, sadness, exuberance, love, compassion. And all of those emotions play a role in our physical health. Before we have a physical health issue, we've had thought and emotional issues that precede it. And it's not a theory. It's how it really is. And so through the eyes, with holistic iridology, what we can do is actually read those predispositions that we're born with and things that we've created throughout our life through the ways we eat, drink, feel, think, live, love, laugh, and how it affects our eyes, meaning the external part, the white, the sclera, the pupil, the little aperture, the black spot in the center, the iris that you know that we talked about last time, the colored portion. All of these things give us information about our thoughts and emotions, as well as our physical predispositions or state of or condition that we're in.
Very good. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time and didn't get the first show with Dr. Pesek, it's available at whenyouneedafriend.com. We did actually 2 hours of shows on that day. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com and on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. And we'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com.
If it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. Today, you have me. So I know, and it is my sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge. And I'm grateful that I've been able to do this over the last 7.5 years, almost 8. My birthday, May 14th, is the day that I started the show in 2011. And so to me, this show is a gift for me. And I'm hoping that it will also be a gift for you. If you are wanting to achieve something this year, and it's been the same thing on your list every year, whether it's a new job or a new relationship or whatever it is, as a certified life coach, I get calls all the time because something that you really want, it's not happening. It's on your New Year's resolution list every year. But based on your results, it's not a commitment. And so today we're going to be talking about commitments and how to declare them, how to create a radical year of change.
Back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Dr. Jay Pesek. He's a holistic iridologist, and you can find him at holisticiridology.com. Now, he was on the show last month, and we talked about not only what iridology is, but we also talked about my results, because I went to a conference for Dr. Pesek was the president and leading this group, puts together a iridology conference every year.
Iridology Congress. But it's also integrative healthcare. So it's a combination of all kinds of natural healthcare modalities and presentations of technologies. And then we also have iridology included in the program. It's for everybody.
Fabulous. It was fabulous. I loved going there. And one of my treats was getting my eyes pictured and magnified. And later on in the segment, or maybe after the show, I'll bring, because I'm ready for you today, Dr. Pesek. I've got my pictures up. And if you want to just give a brief later on, we can do that while we're off the air. So I want to encourage, for those of you who want to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, you can click onto my YouTube channel, and there you can see all the videos. We weren't able to do Facebook Live at the time, but you can actually go to the YouTube channel and see both videos, the one that was on the air and the one that was the result reading of my eye examination. So with that in mind, during the break, I asked Dr. Pesek, if to explain a little bit more about how our eyes have so much inheritance, that it speaks, it kind of tells a story of my DNA and my ancestry. Share a little bit about that and how we're connected there with everybody in our ancestry.
Sure. When we look back at five generations that brings us to who we are in this physical body.
Yes.
There have been 62 people that have contributed to your DNA, my DNA, anyone's DNA. There have been 62 individuals, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, etc., that contribute the frequencies, the energies into our DNA. And the DNA, we know when I was going to pre-medical school and into learning about all these things way back in the last millennium, we learned that it was all physical. And, you know, the shape of your nose and the color of your eyes and the jawline. But we know today that there is actually imprinting in the DNA of powerful thought and emotional patterns as well. Yes. And through the eyes, we can interpret those genetic predispositions of thought, emotion, and physical aspects. Okay. That's why it's called holistic iridology. There's many people that do iridology around the planet, but it's physical. It's just talking about the liver, kidney, spleen, pancreas. But what I'm talking about is getting to the root causes of illness and dis-ease and disease, because it starts with faulty thinking, unhealthy thoughts, and then finally into the physical body. This is where we get diseases. And it through the eyes, we can interpret these and thus, have a chance, because we know what our predispositions are. So as an example, if a person has a tiny little lacuna in what we call the heart reflex in the iris, that doesn't mean that the baby has a heart issue. It means that when they get to be 50, 60, 70, that person has a higher predisposition for a heart issue, a condition of some kind. But we can read it in the eyes in a newborn or somebody that's 6, 8, 10, 12, 24 years old, and help them to prevent that condition from manifesting by working with the thoughts and emotions that precede the condition.
Okay,
it's
so
very powerful.
It is. It really is, because you're given a map when you are born, and this map is in your eyes. It's in your body. Your body speaks to us, or your body speaks to you, and so it allows us to kind of, through our own intuition and listening to our own body, mm-hmm. and our story. Like, our eyes hold the story that we don't even know. And so we have this predisposition, but that doesn't mean that we are stuck with it. We're not victims. That's where our lifestyle,
absolutely
our thoughts,
not.
And all of that
we are
play.
Not stuck with it.
Okay, perfect. So with that in mind, because we're not stuck with it, I had asked the question for Dr. Pesek during the break, that how do I know this is my issue or my mother's or her mother's or her father's issue that is now reflected in this globe of history? It's like you could probably, it's like a scroll. When you were talking about my eyes, there were so many different markings in my eyes that you recognize as something important in my ancestry. So share a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, what we want to look at is the predisposition, of course, and then have you actually, the person, not you specifically, but we did talk about you last month.
Yeah.
Have you had this experience or not? As an example, just something that pops into my head, that if someone had an ancestor, probably a mother, let's say, that was abused by male figures, and it could be emotional abuse. It doesn't have to be physical abuse. And then the grandmother may have also had this abuse issue from an aggressive, angry, dominant male figure in their life, more or less probably a husband. Mm-hmm. And so that frequency is imprinted in the DNA. And when the mother gets pregnant with your body, speaking about you now, any person out there listening, that frequency of being abused by men is in the DNA. And it's like a tuning fork. And the example of that would be what we call a resonance or a resonant frequency. And if you had 8 tuning forks and you had one that was a note C and you struck the note C on the tuning fork and held it out in front of these octave of tuning forks, the only one that would resonate would be the C tuning fork. You wouldn't have to touch it. It would start to vibrate all by itself because the other C tuning fork was vibrating. Okay. It's a law of similars in a sense too, because similars attract, not opposites attract. That's only in magnetic fields. You know, I can go into a whole hour on that, but it really, we attract to us the vibrations that we emanate, the thoughts, conscious and subconscious, that we put out to the universe. We attract that to ourselves. And so if I've got this, or you have this condition of something from the past that could be abused or whatever, then you might bring that into your field and have that experience in your life. So some of what, to answer your question with putting that foundation to it, is that what we're looking at here is that has the person had the experience? Have they brought that to them because of that resonant frequency? And what's the beauty about it is with through the iris, we can see things that are subconscious that you don't even know that you have. And that's holistic iridology, because it's in the eyes. And we've heard that age-old expression, as you were saying earlier to open the show, you know, the eyes are the windows of the soul. Mm-hmm. And they really are. I mean, truly. And it's profound. You remember when you saw your irises for the first time, how deep of an experience that was. You're looking at you.
Yeah.
Not a mirror. In a sense it is. But I mean, it's much deeper. It's not just looking at the physical structure in the face and all. It's looking at the vibrations of the soul emanating from the patterns in the iris and the sclera, the pupil, the conjunctiva, the cornea, all of the external aspect of the human eye. And in clinical terms, it's called the anterior segment. So it's everything that you can see. We don't, in iridology, we don't read the lens for cataracts. We don't read the retina for degenerative issues. We don't read the macula, the fovea, or we don't read the inside of the eye. That is for an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. Okay. An iridologist reads the front of the eye.
You read the story of the eye. You read the story. Yeah. And yes. And so I love that. And so in you reading my eyes, and for those of you that are interested in this, if you go to Holistic Iridology, Dr. Pesek is also in Florida, in South Florida, right?
And South Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, which is not so far away. And so now, are you able to see when you look into somebody's eyes? And that's why it's so important. When I speak to someone to receive that eye contact, I feel very uncomfortable when somebody refuses to look at me in the eyes. And so it kind of like that repels me. So I'm constantly looking into to catch their eye. And there's other reasons. There's reasons why people don't look at you in the eye. It could be that I'm not even going to go into all the reasons why someone wouldn't look at you into the eyes. And one of them could be they weren't taught. And so when you look at someone's eyes, can you see things without the magnification, without being magnified? Can you, in the naked eye, see something in somebody's eye and know there's something going on there?
Yes. Yeah, that's possible. Now, you know, clinically, I, of course, would use a camera like we did for you.
Yes.
With a close-up lens and special lighting, and actually a camera system that was made specifically to photograph the anterior segment, the outer portion of the eye. But in with the naked eye and getting close enough in good enough lighting, we can see some basic features about a person and help them and give them insight as to what's going on. As an example, if you see a dark ring around the edge of the iris, where the colored portion meets the sclera, the white, if there's a dark ring around the iris in that area, that dark ring represents the skin. And the skin tells us about how we relate to the world around us.
Okay, so hold that thought. We're going to continue our conversation. If you want to join us off the air, we're at
Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live. That's at Lillian's Radio Show. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Pesek when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG, Jacksonville. AM 1600, WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
Parts of the federal government remain closed. It's day 25 of the partial government shutdown, prompted by the impasse over border security funding. Just 10 weeks before Britain is due to exit the European Union, Parliament will vote today on Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan. The alternative would be to risk leaving the EU with no plan in place. It's day two of the Los Angeles teacher strike. The schools staffed by a skeleton crew of substitutes and some parents complaining there's not much learning taking place. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 2 points, NASDAQ futures 31 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My husband and I wanted to buy a new car, and we don't have very good credit rating, so the bank recommended Trinity, so we called them. And the people were very nice. They told us the best solution for our problems.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
Trinity consolidated our bills, got us a lower interest rate, and a much better monthly payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We feel much better now. Things are going pretty well. And since we've been with Trinity, our credit rating has really improved.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Ann, and we're debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Archaeologists in England recently uncovered the remains of a 14th century chapel where people came seeking healing cures. They were surprised when they unearthed the grave of a couple who were buried some 700 years ago. Apparently, a husband and wife who were laid to rest while holding hands. This ancient couple provides a powerful illustration of the familiar wedding vow, "Till death do us part." All of us can benefit from being reminded of the promises we make, especially to our spouse. True love between husbands and wives is the world's most powerful illustration of Christ's love for His church. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's purpose for marriage on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. You can also join the conversation on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. Now, Lillian's Radio Show, if you go to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, that'll also come up there and you'll be able to click on it. Share this information, share this conversation, because it's so important that we become empowered to the truth that we were born mm-hmm. with. You know, what is it that our ancestries gave us? What are the gifts? What are the lessons that we can use to make better? Make better. If you know better, you do better. And so today we're talking about our eyes and how our eyes reveal an emotional component within us that sometimes we're unwilling to look at. Yes, we'll look at the body. Yes, we want to fix the body. Yes, we spend a lot of money on the body. But we very seldom treat our emotional body like we treat our physical body. So today's show is to kind of like trigger, like a be curious about what is in my emotional body that could be contributing to the root cause of disease, to the disease that I'm experiencing now or that my ancestry experienced now. That doesn't mean that you will have to accept it as your disease. It is something that maybe you were born with, that with a change in lifestyle, with a change of thought, you can prevent it too. And so that is the good news about learning about iridology or your eyes, because your eyes tell a story and an iridologist reads the book. And so today I'm excited that Dr. David J. Pesek is on the show. But before we go back to what we're talking about today, which is how the eyes reflect our emotional body, I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. You're watching this show for free. And what I want to encourage you is the way you say thank you is you become a subscriber, you share the show, you get other people that are in your life to start learning this new truth. Prior to today's show, did you even think that the eyes could be telling you a story of your life, a story that you can heal without even knowing that that was a problem? And that's another thing we're going to be talking about later. So I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. Once you become a subscriber, the show is sent to you. You get to know who's going to be on the show ahead of everybody else. You'll have links to click on things. You'll also get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook for free. And while you're there, I ask that you subscribe to all my channels, like my YouTube channel. Click on it. And when you click on YouTube and you subscribe there, the show will be sent to you when it's done, when it's posted. That way you can see it again and again, or you can delete it, whatever it is that you want if it doesn't resonate with you. Also, there's social media. Not just follow me or like me, but share it with your friends. We need this information out there because there's so much information that is disempowering. And so what the goal is of the show is to make sure that we are responsible, that we take ownership, personal responsibility for everything. We are co-creators. And so what are we attracting? What are we co-creating in this world? And finally, I ask that you go to my sponsors page. Without my sponsors, like Liberty HealthShare, Keep Me Safe Organics, First Alternative Care, these are sponsors that are making a difference out there so that you can, too, empower yourself. Of course, you can find me on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, LinkedIn, or TuneIn. And you can call or text me at 407-373-5959. You can email me at Lily, L-I-L-L-Y, at whenyouneedafriend.com. And lastly, you can turn in again at Facebook Live.com.
Lillian's radio show, which we're really, really excited because when you look at iridology, the top of iridology, you will see Dr. David J. Pesek's picture and credentials right there. So thank you, Dr. Pesek, for being on the show today. Again, I'm really excited about this.
Oh, you're welcome, Lillian. And it's really important to get this information out to people. And I really acknowledge your pioneering work and the effort and the labor of love and the passion that you bring to your show and your commitment. You know, I know it's just, you're doing it, you're really from your heart. And, yes. And you're doing it with this passion, compassion to help others, to gain more knowledge so that they can effectively take control of their lives in a healthy way and be productive and be successful. So, you know, kudos to you.
Thank you.
Sister, you're doing an awesome job.
Thank you. Right back at you, because you are training people in how to do what you're doing. Now, with the courses that you, the people can take these courses and learn for themselves and how to be like a self-cleaning oven. But you also have courses for people who want to do this for a living. And there's a lot that you need to do for that, right?
Yeah, there's a lot. There are seminars and leading actually to a diploma and then being a board certified holistic iridologist. Now, that might not be for everybody that's in our viewing, listening audience, but I would really encourage you to study level one online. It's a 3-day seminar and learn about yourself in this level one seminar. That level one seminar is for everyone, everybody. To help you understand yourself, your own life, the life of your family. What you can learn there could perhaps save a life in within your family. And you don't have to be a practitioner of it. So holisticiridology.com, you know, that's the place to go. And iridology is spelled iridology, holisticiridology.com. And you'll get all the information there. Now, something else, to go back to the thought and emotion, we know that this cascade of mental, emotional, and then physical. But to get more specific about that, I've produced, and you know, as like you mentioned, I'm a psychologist as well, as a naturopath and an iridologist and so on. And I've been a clinical nutritionist in the past. I've retired from the practice part of it right now, and I'm doing a teaching primarily as a professor of my own institute and then other schools around the world. But what I want to say is that there's specific emotions tied to specific glands and organs in our body. Yes. As an example, the liver and gallbladder and thyroid and parathyroid are most adversely affected by anger and resentment. The emotions of grief and sadness affect the pancreas. Emotions of forgiveness affect the kidneys, and so on. So when we look at the eyes and we're looking at a reflex, like we said, there's a map, and I see a potential weakness in a kidney, then I know that that person was born with forgiveness issues where they need to heal that. And then the rest of the eye will tell me whether it's masculine or feminine. And then I go to the brain area and I look at those things like we talked about for you with survival. Mm-hmm. And I will be able to discern perhaps where this issue comes and who you really need to forgive in your life is one example, which then in turn heals the kidneys. So that's how we look at it. We look at the glands and organs. We look at the emotions correlated to it. And then we try to look at where do we go to heal those issues. And that's what's important. We've got to do that. I just emphasize it over and over and over again. It's thought and emotion comes before physical conditions. But I'm not saying ignore the physical condition. You need to treat it. But if you really want to fix it, you got to fix the thought and emotion that precedes it.
And then the eyes
is a window.
That's right. And the eyes tell the story of what got you to that root cause. You know, we've talked about it in the past with Dr. Mona Lisa Scholes. She's a medical intuitive. She's a PhD, MD. And she says that every trauma that we've had it records into our white blood cell and it goes into our certain healing centers in our body. They've got it down to a science, just like you have, where you can look at a particular area of the eye. And when you look at the eye as a globe or the world, every single mark, like a clock, has a meaning and a purpose. And you went through that. And if you go to my Facebook channel, the second show I did, well, actually, it was the show after the show. It was the after show where Dr. Pesek went through my examination line by line. I mean, and we didn't even finish and we were an hour. So this is something that, I mean, if somebody is interested in doing this with you, Dr. Pesek, are you still doing this?
Well, what I would recommend, thanks for that. What I would recommend is to contact my office and go to the website, holisticiridology.com, contact my office, and we will put you in contact with a holistic iridology practitioner in your area.
That's great.
I have students in 55 countries and thousands of graduates, so there could be somebody near you.
Perfect. Perfect. And so we're going to be continuing this conversation off the air at Lillian's radio show. We are still talking on the air, off the air as well. So join us in the conversation wherever you want to join us. Just please know we'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com.
I'll be right here.
Right here, waiting for you. Ooh. Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
We'll be right back.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. Today's teacher is Dr. David J. Pesek. He is an iridologist that is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but he travels all around the world teaching this for other to learn this new truth about how our eyes, this ancient tradition of looking into the eyes and discovering your story. Your eyes are a window to your soul, and that is why it carries your story with you. It's your scribe, if you think about it. I'm just interpreting this, Dr. Pesek, as a scribe. You know, like we used to look at the scrolls and the ancient history, and we would read it and understand. Because if we don't know where we come from, we might repeat some of the things from our past that may not be so good for us. So with that in mind, I just want to invite all of you who are listening in the Jacksonville area, or if you want to travel, if you're close to the Jacksonville area and you're listening to my voice today and you would like to be a part of it, we started a Heal Tribe. It's a healthy eating and living. It's not just about the food. It's about every the aspect of the spirit, the mind, and the body. And I said to Dr. Pesek last time he was with us that I'm changing the order because of this awareness that I had from the last show. I used to say mind, body, spirit. No, spirit, mind, and body, which is the order in which we heal the fastest, if you can think about it. And it's the cheapest way. If you heal your mind, you can heal your, if you heal your spirit, you can heal your mind, and then you can heal your body very cheaply. And so I want to invite everybody to go on Thursday, January 17th. That's Thursday, January 17th at 5:45. We're going to meet at True Food Kitchen. That's True Food Kitchen in Jacksonville. And we're going to have Dr. Joel Furman. We're going to Zoom him in, and he's going to give a talk on jumpstarting our health and creating what we want. Because, you know, yes, it is important to eat good food. And yes, it is important to think wonderful thoughts. And yes, it's important to feed our spirit. So I want to encourage us to do this all together, to learn, to grow, to help each other out. And if you want to be a part of this gathering, you can email me at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com, call or text me at 407-373-5959 so we can make room for you. Or you can comment. You can join our Heal Tribe, Healthy Eating and Living Tribe, and you can join us, and you know when we're going to be doing things. You don't have to live in the Florida area or Jacksonville to be a part of it. Brevard County, I also have a Heal Tribe there. So if you're listening in Brevard County, the next time we get together is going to be Wednesday, January 23rd. I'm so sorry if I have the day wrong, but I believe it's the 23rd, and we're meeting at Peace in the Garden. And we're going to learn about Kundalini yoga, as well as eating delicious food. So it's more than just the food, is how we process our life, spirit, mind, and body. And we're fortunate today to have Dr. Pesek on the show telling us about this map, this clock in our eyes. And during the break, I revealed my eyes once again. Dr. Pesek, is there anything that you would like to add to what you were seeing when I was showing you my eye again and recalling anything that you'd like to say?
Well, yeah, you were looking at, and we all have this. This is around the pupil, and the pupil is the dark portion, the black portion of in the center, the hole that's in the center of the iris. That's actually an aperture. There's no tissue there. That's the pupil, and that's where the light comes in and goes through the lens that focuses on the retina that gives us vision. But around the pupil is the iris, and right around the very edge of that opening, right around the very, very edge of it, is the gastric area, or represents the stomach. And when that looks hypo or underactive, what do we do with our stomach? We receive nutrients, whether it's all nutrition, fats, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, all of these things, that's the proteins, the water, and so on. So that's nutrition. And so then if it's hypo around there, it relates. Now, what's the thought and emotion that comes before that would be, I do not, subconscious could be, I don't feel worthy to receive.
Oh, boy.
I'm not good enough. And so that plays itself out in our real lives. What does that mean? I'm not good enough. People don't love me. I want to find somebody to really love me, or I really deserve a raise in my job, but I don't know that they appreciate me or not. That kind of type of thing. I don't think I'm understood. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. But that's what starts this downward trend on how we assimilate our food. And so it's really important when I work with people that it's the brain and the gastric, the GI tract. When you were saying the two most important things, it's the brain and then the GI tract, because the GI tract is so connected to all the other glands and organs in the body. We get our nutrition and how we eliminate most of the waste.
Yes. And so, and I had shared with you on our last show that I was told that I was producing way too much acid, and they put me on acid blockers, which was the worst thing that could have happened. And as a result, I still deal with some of the ramifications from the side effects of being on Prilosec and all these other things. When if I get an irritated stomach, I'll chew on some chia, or I'll do some things. So I am working on healing my body, because, and as you know, my registered service mark is you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. I'm not against pills. I am for doing everything we possibly can. I wish I'd known this information way, way, way long ago, so that I didn't have to take these things. I got off all asthma medication. I got off all, acid blockers. My stomach wasn't producing enough acid. And so what do you suggest for someone who has digestive issues and they think they have too much acid and they're sucking down the Tums and they're doing all this stuff? What would you suggest that they look at when it comes to, do you have too much acid or not enough acid? What's your suggestion there?
You know, one of the old folk remedies that to help with digestion is apple cider vinegar.
I do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's simple. It's inexpensive and it really works. And then we could look at supplements like hydrochloric acid, betaine, HCl. The betaine means it comes from beets. So it's a vegetable product, and that helps us to reboot the stomach lining to get things going. Because when we can assimilate the minerals better, then we'll start to make our own HCl again to break down proteins and assimilate minerals. So when we shut down those little pumps, those little hydrogen pumps in the stomach lining really help us produce the HCl and the pepsin, then what happens is it's a negative spiral downwards, which makes it worse, actually.
Yeah. And food is rotting. Food is rotting in your stomach, and you think that it's just too much acid, and especially if you're eating and consuming a lot of animal products, which takes a longer time to digest. The body is speaking to us, but we're hearing a foreign language because we're not in tune with our body.
Yes, and my concern is with all of these over-the-counter, they used to be prescription, and now they're over-the-counter antacids people are taking with these chemical names from the pharmaceutical companies. It's going to create a whole bunch of people with GI cancer, because that food is not being properly digested in the stomach as it works its way down through the small intestine and into the colon. And it's just creating more customers for the medical establishment.
I hate to agree with you.
No, I'm not throwing stones. It's a reality.
No, it is a reality, and this is part of the empowerment and taking our health back. Dr. David J. Pesek, you can find him at holisticiridology.com. You can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and check on the blog, and his link is already there. I am so grateful to you for sharing your wisdom and information.
It's really my pleasure.
It is. Every time we talk, I learn a little bit more, and I'm looking forward to learning even more. I want to sit with you side by side to just talk about my eyes and how I can heal my body with my eyes speaking to us. So thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. It really is a pleasure. And again, kudos, congratulations on all you're doing. And the Heal Tribe is an awesome, awesome thing.
Awesome. Maybe you can join us one day. And please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Join us on Facebook Live after the show at Lillian's Radio Show. Make it the best day ever. Oh, you're